Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thank God It's Friday edition. Dom, normally we air the grievances, but a couple of fine guests, they are not the problem up around here. Scott Ross, thank you very much. Firebrand, Gemini, friend of the Devil's Advocates, most recently with me here in the Solidarity Realty Bad Radio Studios, Madison, Wisconsin. Rocker preceded him. And a little bit later in the show, I've just confirmed our Packer training camp update. Dom, I don't know if you know, but training camp's open. The Packers are in camp.
The march. Does it make you want to work out a little bit, Crudy? Does it make you want to, you know, go out and do some up downs, maybe take a few laps around the track?
I can't speak to the physical exercise, but I've got to say, in my own defense, I've never worked harder as a grown-up, you know, when I had options than I have this summer. I've been working damn hard.
Physical
man.
Labor, mental labor, like what? I mean, what
a combination
are you
of both. Being with you is both physically and mentally taxing.
Yeah, it is such a pleasure for you.
No, man, you know, I've been trying to get a rental ready for the public, Dom. At some point, I'm gonna use this fine radio program because it is a marketing platform after all. Can't just be about being super cool. But getting the cabin ready for rental, gonna be a fizzball. You know how that stuff
goes. Don't hurt yourself, Critty. Just don't hurt yourself. All right. So we got the Packer report coming up, what, 5:30? Is that what we're calling it?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
But stop calling me fat. I know that's the underlying theme. I can see it in your eyes. You're looking.
It just takes, you know, whatever motivates you, man. You know, I mean, hell, the fact that we're even talking about football right now, I know is a big deal. It's coming around the corner. Hell, August is next week. You believe it? Tuesday?
Do you know that the Packers have family night next Friday, August 5th, Packers family night? Wow. You know, it's sort of the in Lambo practice. I mean, that, of course, you can't give up summer too quickly. You know, football for me is fall. Fall is football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Summer is for Packer training camp. And the Brewers,
summer
of course.
For lovers, man. And for the Brewers.
And yes. Lovers.
And lovers.
I love you, man.
I love you, man. 844-967-2789. I know we got some callers holding. We'll get to you at some point here.
You're gonna push them farther on the back burner, man?
Come on, man.
They're going to boil over back there.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. 844-96-PARTY. Be patient. We will get there. But the headlines, Curtis, they just keep coming. While there's many things to discuss, this is the most recent. I want to throw it out there for the people. Of course, Donald Trump, big news yesterday. Another indictment. Yeah, he's trying to delete, you know, security tapes. But today, Trump claims that the security recordings at Mar-a-Lago, which make up part of the new charges he's facing in the classified documents criminal case, were not deleted, or so he was told. That's what they told me. Here's the actual quote.
It must self-delete Trump. Like after 48 hours or something, because no one told me they were deleted.
Right. It's Mission Impossible. The security tapes that were voluntarily, all caps, given to deranged Jack Smith and the DOJ were not, I am told, deleted in any way, shape, or form. Prosecutorial misconduct.
Very Nixonian, though. Like there's 18 minutes of missing tape, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, and of course, what was the criticism of Hillary Clinton? Wiping the server clean with a cloth, right? He was all over that. Trump was all over that.
Private email servers. I keep all of the classified document and war plans in the boxes in the bathroom. That's how you do it.
And they go with me to Bedminster. And let's not forget about that. The document that Trump is on tape accused of flagging around, you know, flying around, showing around to folks who should not have access to those kinds of documents. Part of this indictment yesterday includes charges because the DOJ has that document and presumably corroborating witnesses.
It's going to make the Trump-appointed Eileen Cannon, who caught this case, it's going to make it impossible for her to exclude the Bedminster tape. And this was a little three-level chess, perhaps, from the special prosecutor, Jack Smith. But I'm still waiting for the full-blown Jack Smith day. You know, we've had a minor celebration or two, Dom. But, you know, here's the sad news. Double jeopardy. You've heard of it. Can't try a guy twice for the same crime.
Yeah, and therefore,
Donald Trump's completely exonerated. I have already won. Dom, Trump suggests the Senate impeachment acquittal means Jack Smith can't retry him. Good retry, Dom. Yeah. Donald Trump on Friday questioned the special counsel's authority in investigating him in connection with the efforts to overturn the 2020 election and said he had already been tried and acquitted of the crime. In a social media post, you know that's Truthy Social, he suggested his acquittal and 21 impeachment by the Senate precludes the Jack Smith probe. Trump earlier this month received a letter from the special counsel's office indicating he's the target of the probe and is likely to be indicted. How can deranged Jack Smith bring a case on January 6th, as ridiculous as it is anyway, when I've already won such a case and been fully acquitted in the U.S. Senate? Trump asked on the Truthy Social website. In other words, I was impeached on this and won! All caps, 3 exclamation points. Election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. All rolled up into one. We are truly a nation in decline. Well, he told us at his inauguration, the American dream is dead.
It's dead.
Yeah, he killed it.
We are a nation in decline. When the president of the United States doesn't grasp the difference between a political impeachment, the former president, wannabe, the front runner of the GOP right now, the thrice indicted, soon to be more indicted, former president, doesn't get the difference between an investigation in the House, a trial in the Senate, right? He doesn't get that. That's not a criminal investigation. That's not a criminal charge. That's impeachment, man. That's entirely different.
I remember that one time.
If you were the head of the executive branch, the president wants to want to be president again, you would know that. But well, he doesn't, because he's stupid.
Sorry. I was just trying join you on the radio show, but that's
okay. Sorry, man. It's driving me nuts, man. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me.
You know, in defense of Trump, that one time when Santel was on the air with us, I confused a criminal case. I think it was the E. Jean Carroll with a civil case. So we've all confused it once.
Come on.
Do you think that's the legal advice he's getting from his lawyers?
You think? Hey, why don't you go? Because you know he's going to go after the judges. He's going to go after. He's already buttering up the judges. I don't have it in front of me. But Trump is like, oh, you know, history will remember you well, all you great judges out there. I mean, it's like, you know, it's typical mobster style Trump.
You know what, Dom? I would be willing to wager that we have better legal counsel just amongst the show hosts here on the Civic Media Network. I mean, we've got a former U.S. attorney in James Santel. You'll have to tune in tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, for the morning cannolis with him. We've got the active Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel in Maggie Dawn. She plays out at 6 o'clock. We precede her. Sort of fluff it up for her. Counselor, let me fluff it up for you a bit. And, of course, even our boy, Matt Flynn, who precedes us in a very direct way. Matt Flynn was a partner at Quarles and Brady, man. He was sort of a big shot lawyer in his own regard. I think we got better legal counsel amongst our hosts than this guy's got in either the Mar-a-Lago case or soon to be the January 6th indictment.
Well, he certainly has not been served well by the council. But you have to question if the point of the council is to give you cover to, you know, do unconstitutional and illegal activities, then, you know, technically they're probably serving him exactly how he wants them to serve him. He wants justification. He wants cover for all the malfeasance that he has perpetrated upon the American people. And he's not going to get it.
Isn't that all that we all want in lifetime, an alibi?
Don't give me no alibi, Crudy.
844-967. Oh, no, I don't know where they went. Let me see if I can. Oh, there are the callers. Ryan from Madison. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Sorry, I guess I'm on the air. So last night, I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. Naked dude riding his bike early afternoon down Langman Street. I called the officers. They eventually showed up. The guy bleeding, and that he either wanted to become a stripper or go kill himself. The Madison police showed up. UW police showed up, and then they eventually just cut the guy loose and marched over to me angrily, wanted to know my ID, and told me that it's okay. You know, Madison's got naked bike runs, and, you know, it's okay to be naked. So want to know what you guys would do if a naked dude was standing up on his pedals, coasting down Langdon Street, shaking his stuff around, and was in mental distress. And is Madison gone too far?
Ryan, that's a one-off. I would say I have dealt with Dom in that condition many times, naked on a bike, riding down Langdon Street late at night, sometimes during the day, streaking the quad. If it's a mental health thing, you know.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
I think that it's hard to cast that through any political prism except to say, I think it's far more likely that most of my Democratic friends would like to see funds and resources made available to a person of this sort. What I would be fearful of is someone of that sort and probably not carrying around a concealed carry weapon, as you described him, sir. So although it could be, you know, it could be a little frightening to be approached or accosted in such a way, I don't want to see the guy get shot on the street either. I don't want to see an overreaction from a militarized police force. So, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see the guy maybe get some mental health counseling.
Yeah, that's exactly what
find out if he's on drugs. Find out if he's in an active, you know, crisis, if he's hallucinating. Or just another Friday in Madison, Wisconsin. You never can tell. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Got to wrap this up. We'll come right back with more of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, taking your calls. 844-967-2789.
Not only that, we promise to give away 4 tickets. State Fair starting August 3rd to the 13th, because Crudy's got a wonderful memory some days. Other days faulty, but today pretty good.
You know, depends on the day.
Depends on the day, absolutely. But don't want to forget to give away some tickets. So call right now. The first one that tells my producer they want 4 free tickets to State Fair gets them. But you got to call right now. And you got to have something to say on the air. You don't just get the tickets. You got to stick around long enough to have a conversation with the greatest radio show host ever and Dominic.
You're lucky you over there, man. 844-967-2789. Let's get to a Mark from the sack. You're up. Happy Friday, man. What do you got today?
Hey, thanks, guys. And be careful in that cabin, because back in, this would have been about 76 or 77, that the crew at the Holiday gas station, which I was a part of, we rented a cabin on Amnicon Lake up there in Douglas County, and that's where we spent a week having a mild debauch between our shifts at work. So it was a lot of fun, but be careful who you rent that cabin to. And thanks for
your attention. You've just been put on the will not rent to list, Mark.
Right.
Double deposit for you, fella.
And thanks for the bringing to light that clown from Appleton there that thought it disabled.
Is that where he's from?
Disabled. I'm from up by Superior.
No, but the clown from Appleton, as you describe him, are we talking about Tussler?
Yeah, Tussler's. Yeah, Tussler. I think it's Fox Valley area. I don't know if it's Appleton, but he's up there. Yeah.
And I saw that article, and I go, it's just disgusting that this guy has no clue as what should really be the situation there. I mean, it just is just disgusting. And for Scott Walker sticking up for Van Orden, I mean, Scott Walker's got all the spine of a hagfish, and he's twice as slimy.
Boom!
Mark, you do have a way with words. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great week.
I think he's well-read. It's more than I can say for you.
And again, between the state rep from Wisconsin, Tussler, who is just, saying thank God for the Dobbs decision and insulting his constituents when they ask questions about their kids and his thoughts on that, and to Wisconsin's third congressional district, Derek Van Orden, and all the Republicans defending, booze at his office, but that's what you do in Wisconsin. And that's never really, that's not what it is about. Come on, man.
You've got booze in your office.
What do you exactly? I'm not judging. But what I don't do after I imbibe is go out and yell and call a bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds POSs, and I don't give a F you and get the F this and you go F that. Come on, man. That's what an embarrassment. An embarrassment. So anyway, I'm sorry. It still bothers me.
By my own confession, I only act in that sort of uncivil way to supporters of Derek Van Orden.
only when it's deserved.
Only when it's deserved. But that's
only deserved.
Determined by me. Adam from Madison. Buddy, you're going to State Fair.
Hey,
care of the Devil's Advocates and Civic Media.
Thank you. We go every year. It's a tradition, and it's something that I really appreciate because we go, it's something we do every year. And thank you guys so much for everything you guys do. I really appreciate you guys.
What's your favorite part of State Fair?
Cream puffs, hands down.
What's your favorite part of the Devil's Advocates radio show?
CJ. No, just kidding.
Sorry, Adam, you've lost the tickets. No. Adam, we'll give you a grievance, but make sure you give your information to Casper. Let's make sure we get those tickets out to you. But do you have a grievance? Nothing but good news. Free State Fair tickets for you. What could possibly be wrong in your world
Trump
today?
No news this week. No indictment news, but I'm crossing my fingers.
It's not 6 o'clock yet. It's the happy hour.
Indictment news yesterday. So, I mean, we always want a little more, Adam.
We did get additional indictments, but Adam, I had predicted that maybe Georgia before the weekend, because why are you putting the barriers up on Thursday if you're not dropping indictments on Friday?
Absolutely.
Well, it's after 6 Eastern, Crudy, so I think we've passed that number.
Hopefully we'll catch it on the 6 o'clock news.
There we go. All right, Adam, stick around. Make sure you talk to Casper. Get him your information. Have a great time at the Wisconsin State Fair.
We'll get you in the door, but you got to buy your own cream puffs. And I'll tell you this, Gary from Sussex, he never pays for the cream puffs.
844-967-2789.
Doesn't he owe us drinks, though, Gary?
Does he? Why?
Yeah.
He does.
Trash talking one day, we won a bet or something.
I think you're right. Yes.
He's
the name has been invoked. He owes us drinks. 844-967-2789. When's the last time we went to State Fair in West Allis, Wisconsin here, Curdy?
Me and you went broadcasting there probably pre-pandemic, but,
pre-COVID,
19. Back in the RD days, back in resistance radio days, back when, it was just you and I and Fancy Brian and Earl and a few others.
Hanging out on the stoop, man, for the Brady Street Fest. Good times.
Some of the greatest radio ever, ever. We did broadcast gavel to gavel the impeachment of Donald Trump. One and two. So when Trump says, I've already been found not guilty. I've already won this case. Is he right, Dom?
No.
Somebody told him you can't be tried for the same crime twice.
Well, maybe, but he was never tried for this crime before. You need like a judge. You know what I mean? You need like an indictment.
You know it's funny that he would
grand jury, perhaps. That's not what Congress did.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Republicans over in the House like tried to take away the impeachment process, and by doing so, they re-exposed him to new charges? I'd find that very
expunged funny. Expunged the impeachment? I mean, you know, and the flux capacitor is what makes time travel possible.
Is that it?
That's
Mike
it.
Clemens, our Packer beat reporter, calling in live from Lambeau. An update from Packer camp. Can't wait. Mike Clemens, more Devil's Advocates. It's Friday. Thank God. Radio show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it. And we are joined right now live via phone by Civic Media's own sports reporter. More importantly, he is our Green Bay Packers beat reporter. He's our pal Mike Clemens. Mike, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Dom. How are you guys?
Well, good, excellent. Man. I don't want to admit that summer's going to come to an end, Mike, but training camp is open. It's the greatest time of year, is it not, sir?
It is. 1,000 kids out there with their bikes right outside the brand-new $90 million facility that's adjacent to the locker rooms now. And they've got a nice little path there now that goes right out the door from the famous underground parking structure that they built. And then they ride right over there across the street on military to go into practice. Now, I'm sensitive to some listeners. Like, sometimes I hear from women who say, oh, my gosh, it's just starting to feel like summer. Don't start talking about football yet. So I'm sensitive to that. But, you know, the reality is, you know, the games are less than 40 days away. And especially like here in Green Bay, man, they've got to do a lot of work to try and mold a football team to get ready for that 17-game season.
Well, Mike Clemens, I suspect all eyes have to be on our shiny new starting quarterback, Jordan Love. How do you look so far this week in camp?
Big points for command, running the huddle, in charge, well-liked by his teammates, those kinds of things. On the first day, Mike, there's some high winds, like 25, 30 miles an hour. And so there's a couple of times where, you know, he's dropping back and he's trying to hit Christian Watson, number 9. We saw the speed from him last year. And the balls came up short or off target, and you're asking questions of LaFleur after practice. Did that get caught up in the wind, or was that just a total miscommunication? Did the guy run the wrong route? And he says, and LaFleur goes, what winds? And he's smiling. Like, the wind is not an excuse here in Green Bay. You're going to be playing at Lambeau in December and hopefully in January, and we don't talk about wind here. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers used to always tell us he's got 4 different passes between trajectory, spin on them, those kinds of things that he uses. And then, of course, that's why he's always so adamant about certain routes in certain conditions. You know, Jordan Love's got to work his game up on that. There was the most disappointing play I saw, particularly on that first day, which was Wednesday, was they're moving the ball. There's some passes over the middle. Romeo Doubs, man, that guy, he hangs onto the football like a Donald Driver, like a James Jones, kind of a possession receiver. And now they've got like a 3rd and 7. And so Love is over center. He's looking. The timing is right. Guys are making motion. Snap, turns, fakes to Aaron Jones off to the left-hand side, then starts rolling out to his right. And there's big Christian Watson on a down and out in the flats. He's got plenty of space. He's got a mismatch with an outside linebacker on him. And there's the ball right at chest high, like just below his face mask. He puts up his hands and drops it. Like, you know, drive killer. And he still, a year later, Mike, he still got sometimes those alligator hands, you know, where he's got his hands too close together. They're up. The fingertips are out instead of that target. You know, when you take your hands and you're almost like you're making the Wisconsin W, you know, you make that cup and you put it up that way and bring it in. So obviously that's something that Jason Vrabel, the wide receiver coach, has got to work on. As a matter of fact, I saw him working on technique after that practice.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Mike Clemens. He's our Green Bay beat reporter. This man's got a desk at Lambeau Field. Michael, how long have you been covering the Packers franchise? I mean, literally, you are in Green Bay through the remainder of training camp. You'll be traveling to Cincinnati with the team, and you'll follow them all the way through the Super Bowl if they get that far. You're going with or without the Packers. But, Mike, how long you had this beat for?
This is my 19th year, especially thanks to Civic Media and, you know, kind of our commitment that we're trying to cover all the sports in Wisconsin. So we're trying to be here every day when we can. Not trying. We will be for this training camp. I started 19 years ago, 2005. But actually, when I was about 20, I was in my sophomore year at UWM, and I'd gotten a foot in the door at TV18, which was the home of the Brewers and the Bucks back then. You know, they would broadcast it to five states around the Midwest, sort of like a mini WGN out of Chicago. And we got done doing this morning show, and then afterwards it's about 10 o'clock on a Friday, and Greg Muse was a reporter, and he said, "Hey, listen, all right, next we should talk about the weekend. We can cover the Packers game on Sunday. Are you free? Can you shoot the Packers game with me?" And I'm like, yeah. I'm like 20. He picks up the phone and calls the legendary longtime PR director, Lee Remmel, who they've now named the press box after. Says, "Hey, Lee, it's Greg, TV18 Milwaukee. Yeah, I need two passes for Sunday." "Okay, pick them up from Linda Sunday." "Okay, yeah, great." Hung up the phone. And that's all there was to it. I mean, do you know what the security is like now to get into an NFL game?
Right.
And we drove up early Sunday morning, went to the will call. She gave us a couple of these little cards, and I'm down there in the sidelines, and there's Bart Starr with a headset on. I'm like, and I've been going ever since, Mike. I've been going ever since.
You know, I've had the privilege of being a sideline photog at least a couple times, mm-hmm. man, and nothing greater than being there when the you know, someone's caught a long pass. You just feel that roar of the crowd happening. It's better being at a Taylor Swift concert, I got to tell you, Michael.
Yeah, on the Richter scale. No, the thing about it is, it's just also, you know, if you played any football and you're watching the game, and you're just kind of into it, you get that rhythm, and then you anticipate, where's the next play going to be? So maybe you move down 15 yards, and you find a little open spot there in the sidelines. You get on your knees, you get your focus, and then, boy, if just by chance, you know, they fake it to one side and they come back with a pass right there and you get that in the lens, that's really satisfying. I mean, in another life, I might have been a photog for NFL Films, but I'll take this gig.
Well, Michael, I can tell you a trick you would have learned sooner or later. You can't kneel on the sidelines, man. You got to go stand on that back pylon. You don't want to get wiped out by that running back in the flat.
I never got hit. And I mean, there's so many knuckleheads that you see get plowed by players, but they're really not paying attention. No, yeah. I knew how to get out of the way and not get creamed by some linebacker.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. That's Mike Clemens. He's a sports reporter here at Civic Media Network. We appreciate you coming around, Mike. I want to get a sense of what are you hearing? David Bakhtiari been battling injuries. I mean, he can slam some beers at the Forum, but he's had a hell of a time staying on the field. What's he looking like these days, Mike?
Just talked to him for about 15, 20 minutes this afternoon, as a matter of fact, Dom. And he said, yeah, you know, we've got a new routine down. I have to pay a little bit more attention to some of the ligaments that I have around that left knee. And, you know, they're going to rest him. But, you know, after 2 years of dealing with this injury, they think that they've got this thing down to a better routine as to when to work him, when to get ready for a game, how much rest he needs after that, because, you know, they're always working with inflation and inflammation, rather. And they're already practicing it here, even though we're just actually still in helmets and shorts. They put the pads on Monday. That's all under the CBA. That's not necessarily a Matt LaFleur decision. But, you know, he's working closely with the trainers so that he can play, you know, all 17 games and be able to move on 2 years removed from that torn ACL. But he's a great voice in that locker room, a vocal leader at this point. And he's moved on, you know, even though he and bought Aaron Rodgers that golf cart and he was close to him. He's thrown his support to Jordan Love. As a matter of fact, I thought this was an interesting point. He said, you know, there was times there during my rehab where they had me running scout team. So I got a lot of reps in with Jordan Love back at that time when he was the backup quarterback, and we kind of got in sync on a lot of things. And so, you know, he built that relationship knowing that, you know, someday it could come to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of quarterbacks, obviously Jordan Love, the guy now. What about the backup quarterbacks? What are we looking like in that regard? It's a tough game, man. Quarterbacks go down any time. How's the backup situation look like at the Packers?
Well, this Sean Clifford guy that they drafted seems to have pretty good command. And, you know, he's actually just a few months, practically the same age as Jordan Love. Danny Atling, he's been around the league at three or four different teams, mostly practice squad. He's back with his second year. And then they signed this Alex Magoo, who's a big guy, and he'd been in two or three NFL teams. Then he went to the USFL because, you know, if you're a backup quarterback, like Jordan Love has been, you never get any action. So he played for Birmingham, the Birmingham team, and took their team to their USFL championship. He was thrown to Jay Sternberger, who was a draft pick third round here in Green Bay that never really worked out a tight end. So he kind of resurrected his career. And he looks pretty sharp so far, but mostly, you know, we've been watching Love. I tell you, though, every year, this is the fun part of training camp. And it's either who's the guy that, you know, you just think that this could be a special player, regardless of where he went in the draft, or who's the guy that was undrafted and you think could make the team. And so one of the first ones that I did for this, Mike, was it was 2006. And there's 90 players out there, but man, there's this one dude that's just got tremendous speed. And then on family night, you saw him return a punt, or on other coverage teams, tremendous closing speed on tackles. And I talked to Mike Stock, who was the special teams coordinator, about this guy. I said, are you looking at this guy seriously? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a great kid. We don't know how the Texans let him go. That guy turned out to be Tremont Williams. So there's these guys like along the way. I remember the first rookie camp, like the later that year, with Greg Jennings. Now he was a higher draft pick, but oh man, right away it's like he'd been here 5 years. He had such great technique. James Jones caught everything thrown his way. I remember Favre even talking about him. I remember one on ones in camp in 2013, where this fourth round guy out of a losing team from Colorado was going one-on-one with Clay Matthews. And by the third time Clay tried to get around him and couldn't, Clay was so upset, he pulled off his chin strap, threw his helmet down, and that was some guy named David Bakhtiari, who started as a rookie and never turned back. Mike Pinnell is a guy that I found. He ended up playing for the Chiefs later on, but he was undrafted. You know, Bob McGinn from the Journal Sentinel said, who do you like? I said, I like this 64. Look at the upper body strength. So I've got my guy already this year, I think.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy, Mike?
Last year.
Tell me it's not Mr. Magoo.
No. Last year, I tweeted out, I know it's the only second day of training camp, but this Zach Tom kid's got really good footwork. Well, you know what? Today, he's lining up as the starting right tackle out of Wake Forest. But the guy I've already got here is this one. Number 18, Malik Heath out of Mississippi. Now, these guys, like a lot of guys from Mississippi, but when you see a guy with that kind of flow, those kinds of steps, then you see him, oh, let's get him into a jet sweep. Let's see if we can have him line up inside, you know, from Christian Watson, like in the slot. Ooh, let's have him go back there and return a punt or two. Like, who is this guy? So I went to Sean Clifford, the backup quarterback today. I went to Elton Jenkins. I said, what's with you guys from Mississippi? The Packers love you. He says, oh, this kid is special. So let's mark this down. Malik Heath, undrafted, he might make the team.
Often an afterthought, Mike Clemens. Packer defense, I give you like 30 seconds. How are they looking?
So far, they've won the last couple of days because they have this new competition and consequences thing. They beat the offense 3 days in a row, so they're making the offense have to do sit-ups, you know, sit-ups and push-ups and all that kind of stuff is a little punishment at the end of the practices. So that's been fun to watch.
Well, Mike, Dom and I have that each and every day, but I never do the sit-ups.
Right after the show.
Our Packer beat reporter here at Civic Media. You know him perhaps from the NFL Network. He is Mike Clemens. Mike, thank you so much for what you're doing. We'll check in a little bit later in training camp next week, I suspect. Perhaps before family night. That's like next Friday.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, that's family night next Saturday night, yeah. Sure. You bet. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dom.
Well, there goes my perfect record on the day. I got a Friday grievance. Come back. Yours could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Air your Friday grievances at 844-967-2789.
You didn't realize this is a competitive show. We compete. Someone's got to do exercises at the end of every show. Fortunately, I win every day.
Yeah.
And you're all winners just for listening. Or less fortunately, according to my physician and my waistline. Thank you. To our most recent guest, the Civic Media Packer beat reporter, Mike Clemens. He'll be in training camp each and every day. I know he's been spreading the love around the network. Mino and the mayor up in Green Bay, he was on their show recently, on our show today, of course. You'll continue to hear Mike all across the network, all through Packer season. And Dom, we are very proud to be the home of the Green Bay Packers, especially in the Milwaukee Metro, WRJN. We got the Packers, we got the Badgers, and we got our sales team down there cleaning up the last of the available advertising inventory in the Packers. So if you're a small business owner, these are affordable. We're not doing the heartless radio thing. We are making it family business friendly to do business with the Green Bay Packers. And I got to tell you, man, I've dreamed my whole life of doing business with the Green Bay Packers. We are doing business. We are broadcasting. We are the Packers Network station in multiple markets, but especially WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. Southsiders listen on the AM, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. All three options to listen to the Packers this season and be an advertising partner. Give us a call at the station here. We'll set you up with the right people.
844-967-2789. Let's get to it. I think this guy's got his show coming up. Pizza Box, Mike, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Well, you know, football's a team sport, right? And now that Aaron Rodgers is in New York playing for the Jets, he decided to become a team player and take a huge pay cut. He could have done that any time in Green Bay to get another wide receiver or something else that he whined for. I hope they get smoked this year.
They're going to be on Hard Knocks.
What, the Jets get smoked?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
you're right.
I mean,
against,
you know, character matters.
Pizza Box.
Character matters. Yeah.
Is it the hallucinogenic use you're holding against the man?
No, it's the,
or the immunization.
Yeah.
Nah, it's him trying to pretend like he's Nicolas Cage. That really pisses me off. I like Nicolas Cage. Good movies.
What's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie, Pizza Box?
You know, Drive Angry is pretty good. You know, since everybody else in the world is driving angry except me, I kind of like that movie.
What about Face
you
Off?
You seen it?
Or National
Face
Treasure?
Off is all right. Yeah. Listen,
Face Off is terrible.
That's
what John Travolta, they trade faces. I mean, come on, man.
What about Con Air? He was in Con Air, wasn't he?
Yes, and he's been in a lot of them, but the darkest one you'll ever see him in is 8mm, and it's pretty dark. James Gandolfini, Joaquin Phoenix. Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty brutal. And then I watched it again.
Well, you're a masochist like that, Michael. Buddy,
you know, things that Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you what you're going to talk about on your big show coming up right here on the Civic Media Network, WMDX, Outside the Pizza Box, 7 p.m. What's the topic? What's the lead, fella?
Well, how about we start out with hotter than July?
Hmm. Hotter than hell, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not worried about things like UFOs and some of the other stuff these morons in the Republican Congress were doing this week. I'm concerned about climate change. Yes. First and foremost.
Well, that sounds like a hell of a lead, Michael. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, our friend, Pizza Box Mike, host of Outside the Pizza Box, 7 p.m., originating from Madison. If you don't have the Civic Media app, get the Civic Media app, and then you can text us or Pizza Box Mike in real time. And Dom, since I'm bringing it up on the text line, someone from the 262, what about the River West 24?
Yes.
Starting at 7 p.m. tonight? How about a plug, please?
You crazy. Y'all crazy. You River West 24 crew, man. So I used to get up, and because obviously River, it's a 24-hour bike race, basically, right? So, but River West is like out of my way down to Brady Street. So when my wife, Steph, was very involved in Brady Street Festival for a long time, I had to go down to help out. And I'd be driving down Humboldt and all these people on these bikes, like what with costumes and weird. It's just a huge party in River West. So yes, River West 24, Brady Street, Atwood Fest. I mean, it is summertime in Wisconsin. There is no better place in the world.
And Summerfest coming up next week. And apparently, Dom, I hear next Tuesday is August 1st.
Summerfest? Janet, wait, what?
Pardon me. State Fair. We gave away Fair tickets. You. I just misspoke. Yeah. Second. Thank you for noting.
Oh, you're done, man. You're done.
Third strike, I quit the sport.
Yeah, but it's like the same segment, man. It's going downhill fast. Thank God it's the last one.
I think I screwed up in the last segment. So, you know, these last two, I'm burning all the daylight. 844-967-2789. Rico from the Rock County. Welcome back, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico. Hey, you didn't precede me that time.
Did you ever have a bad Friday, Rico? Okay. I love the fact that you always start with a laugh.
Yeah, you got to make it right up in here, right? Yeah.
And you may be Rocker's long-lost cousin.
It's like the blanket. Yeah, it's like the blanket thing, you know whatever.
The warm fuzzy blanket.
What, Rico, has anyone ever accused you of sounding like our pal Rocker from Max Inc.?
What now?
Rocker from Max Inc. Radio.
Rocker.
Your voice
I heard him. What do you want?
You guys sound just alike, fella.
I did. I noticed that. Yeah. You got that going on. But you know what, guys? I wasn't going to call up today, for the grievance and a complaint. I actually called up with a little bit of compliments here. I want to say you guys put on a really good show today. I really enjoyed it. A lot of good informative guests. Keep on doing what you're doing, guys, because you're making it work over here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I'm going to end it with a laugh. Yeah, I'm going to end it with a laugh.
Don't we have to say something funny? Rico can laugh on command.
That's right, man. That's all right. So everyone should be able to do that.
Thank you, Dom.
Have a good weekend, man.
I'm going on the road Monday. I'm going to be in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'll be broadcasting from the courthouse there. Not as a defendant, fortunately. But there's
Thanks for the clarity.
I think it's called the Save Our Republic event. Actually, some very esteemed former Wisconsin politicians are going to be there. Barb Lawton, the former Democratic attorney, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. I believe Tommy Thompson, the former Republican governor of the state of Wisconsin. They're both very involved in this movement, trying to reestablish confidence in the electoral process here in the state of Wisconsin. Never should have lost confidence. I never have. Anyways, see you Monday from the Eau Claire Valley, from Chippewa Falls, from the Tap 93.5. Folks, have a great weekend. Stick around. Pizza Box Mike at 7. A little Maggie Dawn in the middle.